All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Chris Bruce in Spokane, Washington, and you're on the Morning Rev Call. For those that are new to the call, we have it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a different host. On Mondays, you have Dave Johnson, who has around 40 years of experience in the network marketing, direct selling business, and he shares motivation, wisdom, and education, sometimes guests to help you build your own business. On Wednesdays, we have Chip Littlejohn, who's our deep dive product expert. He goes into what the products do, why the ingredients are in them, and what they can do for you. And on Fridays, you have me, again, with some motivation, sometimes technical stuff on sales or how the website or compensation plan works, and also some guests. And today, we're just telling some stories. I talk to a lot of people in my group, outside my group, other businesses. I've been around for a while, so I have a lot of contacts. And the most common complaint they have is, who do I talk to now? I've talked to everybody. I don't know who to talk to now. And for the most part, when people say that, what they really mean is someone I thought would do it said no. And now I don't want to talk to any of my other good people until I've talked to people that I don't know, don't care about. And if they'll get in, then I can prove that it works, and then I can go to the people that I really want in my business. And that kind of attitude, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And I have a story. It was from a tape that I had from one of my other businesses years and years and years ago. And it was the title of the tape was kind of scary. It was How I Lost $1 Million in, and then the name of our business. And the person who made the tape was passing them out like candy, and it was kind of scary. So I got one to listen to, why she was saying she lost $1 million in our business. And she talked about getting into the business. She had a phenomenal product experience with our products, completely changed her life. She got out there and she built a really nice business, six-figure monthly income. And I wondered why she was, putting out this tape. But she told the story of how she started talking to her friends and family, because that was what she was told to do right at first, was go talk to your friends, talk to your family. When she was going through the family, she talks to a brother, a sister, some in-laws, her parents, and she got shot down and shot down hard. And so she said, that's it, I'm not talking to any more family. And the only one left was her younger brother, but she never talked to him. And so she went on and she created this great big business, and she was making really, really good money. And just over a year later, after she's established this great big thing, she's traveling all over the country, she's talking to thousands of people, but not her family, nobody in the family. And she gets a call from that younger brother, and he's prospecting her into another business. And it turns out that he had about the same experience. He talked to the family, similar time, and all of them shot him down. And so he went on, I'm not going to talk to family. She didn't talk to family. They both got into different businesses, both went to the top. And if she had just made that one more phone call, worked it out, he'd gotten into that other business about a week after she gave up on her family, and he was making six figures in this other company. So she worked out that if she had just brought him in and he had a similar amount of success in her business, it would have increased her income by about $1 million. So the tragedy of it is, sometimes you just don't know who that next one is and how receptive they're going to be. My mom, she was one of those successful Tupperware ladies when I was a little kid. She was out there just really hustling, talking to people, throwing the parties, just doing great. We had the Tupper wagon, the green station wagon with the wood sides when I was a little kid. And so she knew how to do this kind of business. She got into Amplify with us, and she's been a little bit scared. She's talked about, how she knows she can do this, but she's a lot older, and so she's a little timid to open her mouth. But she's becoming a product of the product. People are noticing that she's lost weight, that her skin tone is better, that she's moving better. And even her dentist, the last, she goes in regularly for dental checkups and everything like that. And between the last time and this time, she started using our Triad and Pure 47 and all these other wonderful things. And the dentist's like, what have you been doing? You look really good. You've really improved. And so she was like, oh, should I tell her? Should I not? And she just decided she was going to go for it. And she told him all about the Triad, Pure 47, the Immune, and stuff like that. And he started to get very interested. And so did the hygienist. And so did the receptionist. And so by the time she was leaving the dental office, she had to go run and get all these materials because she had a whole bunch of packets to pass out to people who were interested, including the dentist who's interested in the influencer program. So, we're targeting chiropractors and massage therapists and naturopaths, but, who knows? Maybe your dentist is interested. So just remember when you're going out there, even if you've had a bunch of no's, especially if you've had a bunch of no's, that next person might be the one. And, Dave Johnson always has, great stories. So, you're going around, you're not begging people to be in your business. You're offering them a gift. It's like if you had a plate of cookies and you're going around offering the cookies. And if some people say, no, I don't want a cookie right now, it would be like, you just being brokenhearted and, throwing your plate of cookies away. Nobody loves my cookies kind of thing. And for a while he said, that's the worst thing that could happen. Is you go out and you offer to someone and they say no. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. But when I was talking about telling the story, and he said that that's usually what he says, but no, the worst thing is you could go to a convention or something and see that person you didn't talk to there under somebody else. And so for everybody out there that maybe has someone on their chicken list that they haven't called, that they don't want to call, that they're a little afraid to call right now, just go ahead and do it. Because you never know. They might be the next great person that's in your business. They might be putting on a big front. They might be hurting, and you don't know, and nobody knows. But they're putting on a brave face for their family, for their work, or whatever. They can't show weakness, or can't show that they're sick. Maybe there's somebody hurting, but you know right now that this would be the next big change in their life, and they could be the next great big person in your business. So, really close to the holidays. A lot of people kind of decide to go on vacation at this point and wait till January. Just got to tell you that some of the biggest moves that have happened in my business and in a lot of my friends' businesses over the years have happened in the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not everybody's waiting till January 1st to make those resolutions. A lot of people are getting a jump start, and they want to have the change that they're going to make for next year locked in before January happens. So you're looking for those people that want to make a big change. Right now there's so much volatility in the economy, in the stock market, in healthcare, in employment. So many people are moving into something else right now. The opportunity is just staggering. So go out and talk to that person you're afraid to talk to. That might lead you to somebody that you don't know. And maybe it's someone that you don't think is going to be great in the business. Just as an example, I have a woman that I go to church with. I've known her for a couple of decades now. She's disabled. She's hurting. Everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. She doesn't have any money. She needed the Triad. So I set her up on a smart ship that I'm paying for because I know she needs it. And so that's not income. That's outgo. But she's already, in just in the last couple of weeks, has led me to three other people who have bought a Triad because she's noticing a difference, and other people who know her are noticing a difference in her. So go to everybody. There's nobody that's off limits. So thanks for being on the call with me. Go out, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and find that next great person. So thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.